Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Numbers 10, verses 11 and 12, give us a summary of the first leg of Israel's journey from Sinai until, quote, the clouds settled down in the wilderness of Paran. This was, quote, a journey of 3 days, verse 33. And so there were two night resting places, see chapter 11, verse 35, before they encamped in Paran, a region that Moses would later refer to as, quote, that great and terrible wilderness, Deuteronomy 1:19, an area extending from the south end of the Dead Sea down to Midian, the region where Moses found his wife and shepherded for 40 years. So, we read, Moses said to Hobab, the son of Reuel the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are setting out for the place of which the Lord said, I will give it to you. Come with us, and we will treat you well, for the Lord has promised good things to Israel. Numbers 10, verse 29. The word translated father-in-law can refer to anyone related by marriage. Probably Reuel or Raguel was Moses' father-in-law, and Jethro and Hobab were brothers-in-law. In any case, when Hobab says he'd rather return to Midian, Moses tries to sweeten the offer. Quote, please do not leave, inasmuch as you know how we are to camp in the wilderness, and you can be our eyes. Verse 31. What? Have you forgotten the pillar who leads you? Here is the Lord's gentle rebuke. Quote, so they departed on a journey of 3 days, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord went before them to search out a resting place for them. Verse 33. Wasn't the Ark supposed to travel in the middle? Not now. God wouldn't have any Midianite interloper getting in between. In Jeremiah's day, the Lord puts it more bluntly, quote, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. Jeremiah 17, verse 5. We can't afford even a hair's breadth between our souls and the Lord.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.